past seven. Steve, hello.
Yes, good evening. Just while that last caller was on there, if he's still listening, well, I'd like to see what Mr. Brash is going to do for him. And this is what's really annoying me. I'd like for you to tell me and the rest of the people that are listening to you what Mr. Brash is going to do for New Zealand. I mean, quite frankly, I'm getting sick and tired of Mark Bennett and yourself slagging Helen Clark off all the time. Quite frankly, I'm getting sick and tired of it.
Well, Helen Clark has given us legalised prostitution. She's trying to give us civil unions. She's taken away our air force. She's destroyed half the country's unity. And quite frankly, she's a danger to democracy in this country.
Well, what do you think Mr. Brash is going to do? I've got clippings here. Quite frankly, I think a lot of people are going to get what they deserve if they put this guy in as a
prime minister. That's what a lot of Labour voters are saying they've got right now with Helen Clark. They're saying we'll never vote Labour again.
And we'll see if you're moaning in 6 months after he gets in.
Let me tell you something. I have been a thorn in the side of National, and I have been a thorn in the side of Labour, and I will continue to be a thorn in the side of all governments because that's what the media's job is. I'm not going to sit here and be some suck-up sycophant singing the praises of the Prime Minister when, quite frankly, she doesn't deserve it.
See, what I want to know is, well, what I rung for was, when you were speaking to that lady caller a couple of callers back, what I want to know is that if people want to do what they want to do in society without causing harm to anybody else, what right has it got for you to bloody preach to anybody else what they want to do?
I'll tell you what right we have. No, I'm a Christian. I'll tell you what right we have. I'll tell you what right we have, Stephen. It's this. It is that any activity you care to name in most cases doesn't harm nobody. It actually harms other individuals, and it can harm society. You sit there and you tell me how wonderful Labour is. I tell you, they destroy the social fabric of our society, and you sit there and stick up for them. Well, sunshine, you're going to be the one who regrets it one day.
Well, maybe the Christians are a regret to us.
Well, maybe it is, but I tell you what, when you die, I know where I'm going. Where are you going?
Well, stop preaching to us.
I will preach to you because that's my job. Thank you. 26 minutes past 7. Radio Pacific. Terry, hello.
Very interesting to follow that man. Yeah, I don't understand how people can have this absolute longing for one sort of system of politics over any other. I just think they're all such a pack of self-serving rat bags. Like Brash says more than I like than Helen Clark does, but his involvement with central banking still makes me quite nervous about him as a person.
At the end of the day, the problem is this, is that there's no such thing as an ideal politician. They don't exist.
There's a dead one.
There's no such thing as an efficient ideal politician who gets things done. And they all bring with them their baggage. And I supported in principle Helen Clark's elevation to power in 1999 because I felt the country needed a change and I thought she'd be a good leader and it would be a good government. I was wrong. She is a strong leader, I appreciate that, but she has so much social engineering baggage attached to her and so much that she wants to shove down the rest of the country's throats, and Steve obviously enjoys it, but I don't, she is a threat because she doesn't take the will of the people. I mean, one of the first things she said after being elected, I will not listen to referendum, I will not be told what to do by the people, and that was basically her attitude all the way through. You can see it now. She is a danger to democracy in that way because we don't have a constitution. If we had a constitution, if we had checks and balances, then all hail to Helen Clark. She can do what she likes because I'd know there'd be procedures to deal with it, but there are none. Don Brash, he brings with him baggage as well. Is he going to be a worse leader or a better leader than Helen Clark, better Prime Minister? Don't know. Only time will tell. He hasn't had the chance to prove it. Winston Peters is in there. He's a good, strong leader as well. All of these people, though, they all have their own agendas. They all have their own ideas about what's right. That what we have to work out is who's going to do the least damage to the country.
What I really rang to argue about was prostitution.
Yep.
Yeah, my sole experience is to pick up a lady at Wairu one sort of gloomy, rainy evening. I was not confident about picking up a lady, but she was on her own. So I, driving south to Wellington, and I did. As it turned out, she'd been visiting her partner in Rangipo prison, and she was a prostitute and not happily doing it. But so it was quite a fun trip home, really, to talk to someone who's doing that. But she was saying that a lot of the men that came in weren't interested in sex at all. That was just after some nice female company to spend like half an hour with having a chat. And I thought the men would have been in there for one thing only, but she says no. She would have thought maybe up to half of the clientele the older guys were just lonely and liked a bit of feminine company.
Mm.
So...
Oh, certainly that's a service, but you see, you wouldn't call that prostitution. There's no way. Sure,
yeah.
The person may be a prostitute who's doing the talking, and the other person may be a client who's doing the talking. But if all that's happening between them is talking, and a bit of company in that sense, then it's not actually prostitution any more so than the prostitute going and going out to a bank teller and asking and doing a transaction, having a chat about the time of day.
Okay, I agree with that.
So it's that's not the argument. I mean, I fully appreciate that service is provided, and I don't have a problem with that.
Well, the other thing I'm sort of uncomfortable with, I don't see that prostitution is much worse than sort of people going to nightclubs and picking up a bloke or a chick there. Like, that doesn't do anything for me personally, but
I
can't see there's much different, really.
There's one difference, that is that the person in the game of the prostitution becomes a slab of meat, and that is for sale. And once that money is paid, the client regards that person as a subhuman in the sense of, I've bought you, you're my sex slave, effectively, for the next half hour or the next hour, however long they've booked that person for. And if you talk to prostitutes, you'll hear of many things that clients want to do to them, and some of them get violent, and some of them refuse to pay them. All the degradation that goes with that, but certainly at a psychological level, they are treated as subhuman sex slaves. Whereas you're picking up someone at a nightclub, you are a meeting of equals. You may still end up in bed together, but at least you are two individuals with recognisable rights. Oh, yeah,
Magnus Benro, racing.
The racing belly beast away.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Ian Wishart. This is Radio Pacific. Thank you for joining us. Prostitution is legal. Children are on the streets selling themselves. And we lurch ever further down the slippery slope. Lance, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I was just wondering if you could tell us a bit more about the law change on the criminal records.
Yep. What would you like to know? Basically, the law passed through about 5 o'clock tonight and allows for the expiry or deletion of all criminal records 7 years or more for minor convictions.
Okay, what constitutes minor?
As I understand it, you have to have served less than 2 years jail, but I'll dig up the background on it in the ad break.
Okay, what
was your circumstance?
It was 14 years ago.
Yep.
And they were drug related.
Okay.
Does that come under that, or
depends how much jail time you served or what?
Well, I was remanded in custody only for a couple of months. That was pre-trial. Pre-sentencing. I was remanded in custody and ended up only getting probation.
Yep.
It was High Court, and, yeah, I was just wondering if that came under that at all.
Yeah, here it is. The passing the Criminal Records Bill today allows people to conceal convictions that have not resulted in a sentence of imprisonment once they've gone 7 years without any further convictions.
Okay, and that's totally wiped. There's no record of that even for the police, or...?
I wonder if the police would see it. I suspect it's totally... I think it's sealed. And provided that there's no further offending, then the records remain sealed.
Okay, well, I'll keep listening. I'll be very interested to hear any more about it, any more details.
Yeah.
Who else could I contact, you know, besides that actual lawyer?
If you go to the investigatemagazine.com website,
yep.
On the left-hand side of the front page there, you just scroll down the links on the left-hand side and you'll come to one that says download bills. And there you can read, it's called the Criminal Records Bill, I think it is. I'll just read it out. And if you read that, that will... you'll be able to dig out the bill itself and read through the fine print.
Oh, awesome. That'd be great.
All right.
Oh, thanks for your help.
Cheers.
Have a good night.
0800 309 399. Rest results.
Yeah, wrapping up the
final event, 1 Valley Beast, 5 and 165, 7 I'm Wishing, 2, 10 and 8 Walton Vale, $4, 1-7 Quinella, 27-15, Trifecta, 1-7 and 8, $202.35, the double 4 with 1, 23-55, the 4 and 7 concession, 14-05, 25-71, winner scoring by a length and a half. That wraps it all up here from Cambridge. Peter Early wishing you all the best for a pleasant evening.
Welcome back. I'm Ian Wishart. This is Radio Pacific. It is 24 minutes away from 8. 0800-309-399-0900-309-399. Connie, hello.
Hello, Ian. Look, Ian, you're not going to like me, but I listened to you for a long time.
I
like to talk about prostitution.
Yep.
And I really think that it's a good thing that it's been legalised. It takes a lot of the scum off the road. And if the girls can't, if the girls want to do that, so be it. But do you know what, Ian? I can't be bothered listening to you lately because you're getting too self-opinionated.
What do you think a talk host is supposed to be?
Oh, probably.
mean, do you think I'm bad if you listen to the rest of them? that's what the whole point of provoking debate is all about.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this.
Yeah, no.
You know, I mean, that's the nature of talk radio. I can't escape it, you know. If I sat here, I could sit here and twiddle my thumbs for the next half hour, but I'm sure it would not be scintillating radio.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm sure we'll keep listening. Just have to keep this thing and occasionally chuck something at the radio when you disagree with something. Just make sure it's, you know, like a flower pot or something, you know, something worthwhile.
I might do that.
Right.
Okay.
Thanks for your call. 0800-309-399. You see, you are entitled to disagree on the show. You're even entitled to ring up and get on air and disagree. And that can be a pleasant surprise for some of you, I know. But, you know, make the most of it. It is Nationwide Talk Radio. Your chance for a bit of verbal biffo. Bit of the old 1-2. And I would like your opinions on prostitution. Monaco City Council is to be applauded for passing a law, a bylaw, that will see men who drive around the streets looking for prostitutes arrested. I tell you what, after speaking to Lynn earlier, who talked about all these rich men and judges and all the rest of them who came around as clients, they won't be trawling around the streets anymore in Monaco City, will they? Oh no. Not if they know there's a chance of being arrested and having their names in the paper. And if the customers disappear, where will the prostitutes go? Are they going to hang around on the street corners in the open if there's no men driving by? Of course not. And that's why this law will work. 0800-309-399-0900-309-399. Wife beaters on home detention. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? Many men convicted of domestic violence offences are being allowed to have home detention and go back and live with the women that they've hit. Victims groups say that the women are being forced into making these choices or are making bad choices because they believe that their man has turned over a new leaf. And they say that women shouldn't be allowed to make that choice, shouldn't be allowed to invite their husbands or partners back to the house after they've been convicted. So does that mean... Well, no, I'd like your thoughts on it. 0800-309-399. It's as simple as that. Mary, hello.
My dear.
Yeah.
Well, you are a breath of fresh air. You know, I don't give a hoot what anyone else is saying, because I thought, wow, we finally got a balanced talkback host.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. I just listened in for the first time and I thought, you know, you've got such a broad knowledge and everyone's ringing up and sort of putting you down a little bit. I thought, wow, I never heard anyone so balanced. Any talkback host. And you are an absolute breath of fresh air because you've done your homework.
Cool.
I think you have.
Thank you for that, Mary.
Yeah.
You have yourself a fantastic night.
Yep. And don't listen to them, but, you know, one-eyed.
No, I won't. I won't pay any attention to the one-eyed purple people. There's no way.
Okay.
Have a great night.
And I'm going to keep listening to you.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Take care.
No, no.
Bye-bye. 0800-309-399, 0800-309-399, 20 minutes away from 8 is the time. And what is your position on all of this? The pictures in Iraq, moving to matters of foreign affairs, George Bush has seen the pictures today for the first time, the pictures that we haven't seen. He's absolutely appalled, he says, at what he has seen. And little surprise in that. But he still backs Rumsfeld. Should Rumsfeld resign? Or should he stay? Your thoughts on this are welcome. And also, the Labour government is in the gun over the leak of confidential documents of a diplomatic nature involving discussions between the US and New Zealand for political purposes. Labour leaked the information to the media last week to score some political points against Don Brash. And America said, we're not interested in becoming a political football through the leaking of classified documents, so we may review what we actually entrust to Prime Minister Clark in future. Isn't that an interesting turn of events? It is 19 away from 8, 0800 309 3099, 0903 09399, ring now. Is yours?